This is Terry.
Hey Terry, this is Keaton. I was calling you back from a few months ago. We spoke probably in December about you selling us the property on Seattle Lane.
Right, we're not ready yet.
Okay, no, I totally get it, and I know it's never a good time. I was just calling, just kind of check in with you and hear your voice. I know it's been a while since you've heard mine. Have you been doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Just got a lot going on, and it really depends on my husband when we're ready, and he's just not ready.
No, I totally get that. I know last time we spoke, you guys were thinking about selling the house that you were moving into, or I know you were clearing
No,
everything up. Yeah.
moving out of. So we had a house. I've lived in the house we're in right now for the last 3 years. So, and then we have to eliminate everything in the other house. So,
I got you. And that's where you guys are at now, is just taking everything out of Sierra Lane. Okay. I got you. And is that's just like personal stuff, or is it more so just trash that you guys are throwing out?
It's both.
Both. Okay. Well, I wanted to give you a shout just to let you know, kind of just to explain the process and how we work. I mean, we buy around 15 to 30 properties a month, and it's a whole process. It's not like, we agree on a number and then bam, it's done like that. It does take, 30 days to whatever amount of time that you would like.
Well, we did. I'm going to be perfectly transparent with you. We got a higher offer from someone.
And what was that?
It was like 200.
I don't could you remind me what our offer was? I mean, we bought a lot of houses since then.
Yeah, I know. I think it was like 160 or 180.
I got you. And you just decided to hold off because you were still waiting, or why did you decide not to take the
No,
offer?
we haven't confirmed with anybody, but we're getting offers, so I just wanted to let you know that.
I got you. Well, I mean, I feel like it would make more sense for us to have an exit strategy lined up for you guys, because I know you're going through a lot. You guys are in the process of balancing a lot of things right now.
We are.
I'd be happy to agree on a price and some terms in order to make it easier for you guys.
Yeah, again, I can't do anything without my husband.
I got you.
So just keep calling. Don't give up.
I won't give up on you as long as you don't give up on us.
Yeah, I haven't given up on anybody.
Are you able to get your husband on the phone?
No.
I got you. When's a good time to do
I'm working and he's working.
Oh, that makes total sense. Would it make more sense to talk to him when he's not working?
He's just not ready to talk about it.
I got you. Do you know when I could talk to him about it? Do you have like a phone number I could reach out to him?
No, I'm not going to do that to him.
Okay.
Just please take this as a nice way of saying we're not ready.
I understand.
All right, I know you want to make the deal.
Yeah, we talked earlier about helping you out with this, and I thought it would be nice to with.
Keaton, I give you all the credit in the world. I made my living on sales, but now's not the time for us,
Okay,
okay?
I totally understand you. And the last thing I want to do is annoy you by being too pushy or anything like that. When should I mark my calendar to annoy you with another phone
Well,
call?
I mean, call me in another 30 days to annoy me.
Okay. All
All
right. That sounds
right?
all
And
right.
if not, I've got your number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.